PUSLINCH, significant steps remain before Royal City Science is ready to bring a proposed science center to PUSLINCH. In emailed statements to Guelph Today, Royal City Science, RCS, co-founder Joanne O'Meara said the group has been focusing on the preliminary phase of fundraising since presenting an update on the proposed science center to the township of PUSLINCH in May, which entails supporting the final stage of a feasibility study through grants, corporate support, and programming revenue. Members of RCS previously shared that they believe the Mill Creek Pit on Concession 2 in PUSLINCH is an ideal location for a proposed science center, which has been a goal for the nonprofit since they started in November 2020. To cost $185,000, O'Meara said RCS has applied to FedDev Ontario and the Commonwealth LEAF initiative seeking support for what she calls a crucial step. Both applications are still under review. Based on the costing exercise done by RCS consulting team in August 2024 from the first step of the feasibility study, the updated estimated budget for the build is $52 million. O'Meara said the proposed budget is now slightly higher, for two reasons: high construction costs and the RCS plan to push the boundaries of sustainable design, which resulted in a higher cost per square footage than comparables the RCS looked at to generate their earlier estimate of $40 minus $50 million. That said, the number does depend somewhat on the site, said O'Meara. So far, the RCS has raised over $250,000 to support their minimal operation costs and the first stage of the feasibility study. We are working on raising funds for the final stage, and then, once we have that complete and the report is positive with respect to financial sustainability, etc., we'll kick off a much more significant campaign, said O'Meara. The RCS would also need to have a final site selected at this point. O'Meara said they've had no further discussions with the senior administrative team at the University of Guelph with respect to the Mill Creek Pit since they were told the university wants to develop a comprehensive strategy for the future use of the lands before they make any commitments in July. As of October 2024, O'Meara said this has not yet begun and their request to speak to the Board of Trustees who oversees the pit and other properties was denied. The group has proposed renting and rehabilitating the existing pit when decommissioned in 2028 for the Science Center because it's in the heart of the Innovation Corridor. Their stance remains, as far as we know, that they are not yet in the position to make decisions on the future of this site due to existing land lease agreements that go for another 4 or 5 years, said O'Meara. When asked whether they have a backup plan outside of the Mill Creek Pit, O'Meara said they're exploring other possibilities within PUSLINCH and discussions are currently underway. If community members want to help RCS chances at the LEAF program, they are encouraged to comment on the application site until November 15. Isabel Buckmaster is the local journalism initiative reporter for Guelph Today. LJI is a federally funded program.